Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today, I'll be sharing with you some of the economic insights from the week of March 14th through the 18th, 2016, along with key upcoming economic releases. The U.S. economic expansion remains on solid ground, evident by the still sturdy rate of employment growth. The economy is creating nearly 200,000 jobs each month, with solid fundamentals as the driver, not any bubble. Stock markets are back to where they started at the beginning of the year, and wages are on the rise. There are pockets of weakness, mainly in trade and manufacturing. But the dollar is starting to retreat from the decade high seen in January. The dollar's retreat is not yet enough to benefit trade, but it is a sign that the dollar might have peaked for this cycle. Energy prices continue to rebound, potentially creating a very cautious consumer. Auto sales have probably peaked, but the consumer should shift some of that automotive focus to other products. The Federal Reserve sat tight at its March meeting. It didn't raise rates further, and it cut its estimate of rate hikes for this year to just two. The Fed stressed the risk from developments in global and domestic financial markets. The Fed's more dovish tone helped boost both global and domestic equity markets. The Fed's economic projections included less GDP growth this year and next, but did expect the job market to stay strong. The international sector remains fragile. China is a problem, but the country has tools for its rebalancing, and odds are that the near-term landing won't be as hard as many analysts fear. The end result is a continuation of the slow, modest growth we've seen since the Great Recession ended, which is roughly 2%. Last week's data highlight focuses on industrial production. Total industrial production slipped 0.5% in February after a strong 0.8% increase in January. Mining activity was down, as well as utility output. The important manufacturing segment increased 0.2%, the second consecutive rise after a 0.5% gain in January. Auto output did edge down by 0.1%. After 4 months of losses through December, business equipment production increased 0.6% in each of the past 2 months. Manufacturing is positive, but continues to underperform the consumer portion of the economy. Manufacturing production was essentially flat in the fourth quarter, but is expected to grow near a 2% clip in the first. The headwinds to manufacturing are still significant, but the fundamentals of final demand remain solid. The strong dollar and slow global growth are hurting exports, and there continues to be an inventory glut that is yet to be worked off. The recent report does suggest that manufacturing will turn upwards as the inventory cycle ends. The mining sector will stay hurt for longer, as global demand for metals is way down, and coal demand suffers from the change in utility mix. Growth in fixed business investment should pick up as the deep cuts in industries that are sensitive to commodity prices diminishes. We should see better manufacturing in the second half of the year as the inventory cycle fades. On the international front, the Bank of Japan refrained from bolstering its record monetary stimulus as policymakers gauged the impact of the negative interest rate strategy that was adopted in January. The bank kept the monetary policy base unchanged at a negative 0.1%. The central bank said it would add stimulus if necessary. The bank also confirmed in its statement that exports and production have been sluggish, but there have been improvements in employment and income conditions. It also noted that inflation expectations have weakened as of late. Mm-hmm. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, we start with February existing home sales released on Monday, March 21st at 10 a.m. Eastern. We look for home sales to have decreased about 2% from January. The pending home sales report showed a drop of 2.5%, a bigger drop than was anticipated. The National Association of Realtors noted that weather in the Northeast, rising house prices, and low inventories were behind the drop. Housing activity should pick up as we move into spring. February new home sales will be released on Wednesday, March 23rd at 10 a.m. We look for new home sales to have increased just 10,000 units to just above the 500,000 mark for the month. This would reverse some of January's 50,000 unit decline. Even with an increase, the sales pace will be below the fourth quarter pace. February's durable goods orders will be released on Thursday, March 24th at 8:30 a.m. We look for durable goods orders to drop 2% in February, following the nearly 5% advance seen in January. The gains were powered by a big pickup in aircraft orders that is unlikely to be sustained in February. Core capital goods orders rose nearly 4% in January. Although business investment plans do look better, they probably won't repeat that strong pattern in February. And finally, the third and final estimate of Q4 GDP will be released on Friday, March 25th at 8:30 a.m. Any revision of the GDP report is likely to be uneventful. There could be some offsetting revisions among components, but the overall growth is unlikely to change much. With that, I want to remind everyone that we here at FTR want to be your source for transportation intelligence. Please contact us at any time to see how we can help you better understand the freight transportation markets.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com. Or go to FTRIntel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.